Hey friends, Jeff Fritz here again, and I want to talk to you this time about Blazor and handling events inside of our components. Now, when we saw the counter sample that comes with our Blazor templates, it had an @onClick attribute on the HTML button. Now, at the time, we just explained that away as we're handling the click event of the button and handing it off to some C# code. Well, what about other events that happen inside of our HTML elements? Can I handle those also? Like onChange and keyDown and keyUp? Can I interact with those too? Let's take a look at how we can work with the other events on our HTML elements. And let's actually go a step further and learn how we can create our own events on our components that the parent components or parent pages can listen to and interact with. Let's head over to the code.
All right, here we are looking at the Blazing Pizza demo. This is a workshop. This is some other content that we make available from the .NET team that you can use to learn more about Blazor. Now, on this fictional pizza shop that we've created, we've got a collection of 8 different pizza specials on the front page here. And you see I've got 2 links across the top. I've got a menu item to get pizzas and a menu item to see what my orders are. And if I click through to my orders, I clearly navigate to the orders page. We know how to do that. We know how to navigate between pages. Those are simple anchor tags. They're a little bit different here in Blazor using something called nav links. What we really want to check into here is how to interact with each one of these specials. For example, when I click on my pepperoni special here, it opens up a pop-up window. And I can click cancel, and it makes the window disappear. How do we handle that click event so that it presents the window and closes the window? Clearly, there's an on-click handler happening somewhere for both the cancel button and for my pepperoni pizza special. Let's go over to the code and take a look at where we wire up the on-click handler and how we can pass that event callback around from components to pages. Here I am in Visual Studio, and I'm looking at the source code to the index page, the front page that we saw for my Blazing Pizza website. And this is the collection of pizza cards that are formatted and placed on screen, those 8 pizza specials. It's just an unordered list with some specially formatted list items for each one of the pizzas. Check out what's happening here on line 11. We have an entry that says on click, show configure pizza dialog, and it's passing in a variable called special. That special is a pizza special. In the case of the sample we looked at previously, that pepperoni pizza special, giving our page instructions to call a method called show configure pizza dialog and pass in the pepperoni pizza special. If I scroll down, there's our show configure pizza dialog method. It receives a pizza special object, sets a configuring pizza field, and includes information about that starting special, that starting pizza special that we're configuring from. In our case, the pepperoni pizza special. It sets a default size and it allocates a collection of toppings that we'll configure when we get into our configure pizza dialog that is enabled and shown here on line 80. With that value set to true, on line 56, this if statement is now enabled. And the configure pizza dialog component will be shown. It's being passed in the pizza that we're configuring, that we specified on line 72 in our show configure pizza dialog method. And then we have 2 parameters that we're passing in, on cancel and on confirm. These are pointing to 2 methods on this page that will be triggered from inside the configure pizza dialog component when the cancel or confirm button is pressed. And if I scroll down, There's the cancel configure pizza dialog method and the confirm configure pizza dialog method. They have a very simple signature, returning void and taking no parameters. They act on the configuring pizza appropriately or on the order as needed and hide the configure pizza dialog. Let's go over to the component and see how those two events are wired up. Here's the dialog buttons at the bottom of that configure pizza dialog. They look like pretty standard buttons. They're on lines 55 and 59 with the keywords cancel and order displayed in the middle of the button. And they have an onClick attribute on them that's being used to trigger some C# code called onCancel or onConfirm. And we can see on lines 68 and 69, there they are, their properties inside this component, but they're properties that return a specific type called EventCallback. This is a way for us to create a pointer to pass around the name of a method that we want to call when this should be triggered. So we're passed into this component the name of the method from the index page. And when the onClick event happens on our buttons, whether it's the cancel button on line 55 or the order button on line 59, that method that was defined on the index page will be executed from inside this component. Very cool. Easy to see how we can use the onClick attribute to connect some interactivity from a button to click and trigger some sort of other method elsewhere in our application. What if we want to bind other interactions with our form elements? Let's go back over to the configure pizza dialog and take a look at some of those form interactions, some of those form elements that we can interact with. So here I am looking at that configure pizza dialog, and I have this size range selector here that I can use to drag, and it will reset the price and show me the size pizza that I'm selecting when I let go. That's pretty cool. It's not terribly friendly though, because when I drag, it doesn't change and show me what the price is or the size of the pizza that I'm selecting until I let go of my mouse button. And I stop at a location. How does that work? How can we make that even a little bit friendlier? Let me show you the code that drives this range selector. So here I am looking at the range selector on lines 10 through 17. And I can see that it's an input type range with a minimum and a maximum value declared. And there's an at bind attribute being passed on line 13 that's binding to the pizza size property. So what's happening behind the scenes, what Blazer is doing, is when the range value is set, it will update the pizza size property and reflect that in the span on line 15. Okay, I can follow that, but what if I want to change that so it's not when the range value is set, but maybe when the range value changes, so that as I'm dragging the range selector back and forth, it actually updates those values in real time as I move that selector back and forth. We can do that with another attribute called bindEvent. So this is a modifier that we can apply to the bind keyword that specifies we're going to change how the bind interaction happens, what event actually triggers the bind interaction. Instead of it being when the value is set, we're going to trigger the bind interaction when the value is input. So as the slider moves back and forth, the input value for our range type changes, and that will trigger the bind interaction. Let me recompile and rerun this, and let's take a look at how the experience has changed in our web browser. So here I am back in the browser, and I'm looking at my classic pepperoni special that I had selected and opened up. And now when I drag the slider back and forth, the value changes in my size and price indicator over here as that input value changes. Not bad. I can get a much better experience and answer questions for my customers because they can see immediately the size and price of the pizza as they're changing this, and they don't have to wait until they release the mouse button to actually see the size and price of the pizza that they're ordering. There's so much more that you can do with data binding, connecting your components to the interactions and the methods that are going on inside of your Blazor components. I want you to stick around for the rest of this series as we've got more great content to show you about how to interact with and build Blazor applications.